My name is Will, and I, like Mulder from The X-Files, want to believe. So I've embarked on a journey of discovery. I've talked to people deeply entrenched in the spiritual world. I've thrown myself into weird and wonderful experiences. I've even joined a coven of witches, all in the interest of finding something, anything, that will prove that there's something beyond this physical three-dimensional world we all live in. This is The Skeptic Metaphysician. Hey everyone, welcome to The Skeptic Metaphysician. I'm Will. I'm your host for this particular journey. Today we're talking all about the metaphysical. What is it? What does it include? What's not considered a part of the metaphysical world, so to speak? All matter of things in between. To help me dive into this hugely loaded topic, a friend of mine, she's here, runs a metaphysical bookstore in St. Pete, Florida called Wings. If you're ever in St. Pete, definitely make sure you stop in because her store is remarkable. But I'm happy to introduce Alexandra Prudente. Alexandra, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
Great. Let's set the bar first and foremost. Okay. We want to make sure everybody understands that you are a metaphysical bookstore owner. So you are embedded in this world. But that's not to say that you consider yourself to be a guru or an expert in any one particular topic. You just happen to know a lot about a lot in the metaphysical world, right?
I'd say a little about a lot. And especially with the store, it has made me grow into learning all of these different paths for people that come in. So I've got to be very open-minded, number one, which I am, and then really try to understand what their path is and why, because there's so many ways to get to where we're all going. Hopefully it's all the same place.
Let's dive into that a little bit. There's so many different paths that people can take. Right. Literally hundreds of different possibilities that will get you to where you want to go. So what kind of things does your bookstore offer? What kind of things can the casual viewer or shopper walk in expect to see?
Because there's so many paths, there are lots of tools, there are lots of books. Normally, somebody that's a novice will come in and ask about the books. And I have a lot of books that are for beginners that just want to understand the concept and then maybe dive into it. Somebody maybe was raised Catholic, but they have some Buddhist friends or Wiccan friends, and they're not afraid of it, but they just don't understand. I carry, number one, books. It's a bookstore. But since I took over, I've taken it in a much more down the rabbit hole metaphysical way. So I've got the tools that one would need if they are going to have some kind of ceremony, which scares some people, even the word ceremony. It's, ooh, what are they doing? But a ceremony is just what happens even in a Catholic or traditional church. There's incense, there's chanting, there's just a certain feeling, sounds, chimes, bells. And so those things really apply to pretty much across the board, whether it's drumming. If you're into Native American and shamanism, there might be drumming and rattles and sage. There's just so many different techniques to get you there. Crystals, crystal healing. We have a lot of little pouches that we custom make for a person. We have a lot of people that come in that maybe have just been traumatized or lost a loved one, and they know that they need something other than just the feeling of grief. And so they want to explore other ways. And it may be an angel candle, if it's Christ consciousness. It might be some crystals that are specifically for grief. So we have jewelry that's got magical powers. We've got every kind of candle, incense, tarot. It's another way to not project the future or whatever, but it's all intuition. So if you're comfortable with that idea, then a pendulum or a tarot card, take the tower, for instance, in tarot. It looks like destruction. It looks like the end of the world, the building's blowing up and all of that. But that, if you're in the right frame of mind, it just means a new beginning. The phoenix, it could be the same symbol, but it's just a different way. So one thing is ending, something else is beginning. It really depends on your mindset. If you're in a bad place, then maybe nothing's going to resonate. But right. We get a lot of really interesting and happy people.
So. I'm sure. So that was a mouthful.
That was a lot of information at one time. Sorry about that.
No. It was great because you really opened the door to a lot of different topics of conversation. You said a lot of words: Christ consciousness, ceremony, tools. For someone who doesn't know this world at all, they just listen to what you just said and immediately ran away screaming.
Okay, so let me then, Christ consciousness. Okay, so that I was raised in the Catholic Church, not very traditionally. I was sent to Catholic Church, but I've always considered myself a Christian. As I explore other things and learned about other ways of thinking, a little bit more alternative, then I began to learn about what is called Christ consciousness. Basically the same idea, but it just is more, it envelops other things instead of just being, this is the story, this is how it went down, and that's the only way, or else you're going to go to hell, that kind of thing. Where ascended masters are, Jesus is an ascended master, Michael, all the saints. So I've got candles and different things that a person can, my job here is to create a sense of sanctuary. When they walk in the door, I want it to smell a certain way, to hear the sounds that they hear, to feel a certain way, so that they can realize that they can take some of these things home, even though they're objects. It's not what's in your heart is the most important thing, but they can take these things home and then create a sacred space of their own, an altar. I mean, a lot of people have altars, no matter what belief system, a little place where you might have a candle, a prayer, a picture of a saint or a Buddha or whoever, but you're creating your own connection. Because people really need that right now with COVID and all of that. A lot of people, they lost their church, they lost their group, they lost that connection, and they don't have to be part of a group. It's nice, but they don't have to be part of a group. They can come here and find the tools. By that, it could be a bell, it could be incense, it could be a picture of a saint, a candle.
And now, we actually have someone scheduled to come talk to us about solitary witchcraft, right? Solitary witchcraft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which would be interesting. So that's one of the things that you mentioned. But if someone were to want to dive into this, but had no idea where to start, what would you recommend they do?
Because
Meditate.
Meditation, in my mind, is you can meditate for 5 minutes. You can just set a little timer, 5 minutes a day, start your day that way. You're not going to get there every time. You don't even know where you're going or what you're trying to get to. But the idea of quieting your mind, to me, in my mind, prayer is telling God your story or asking for something. Meditation is listening. So you get quiet enough to, even if it's your own intuition, even if it's your own peace of mind, you will get some answers. And you may find that you hear a little something or a little nudge in a certain way. But meditation is really important to any belief system, creating sacred space or time alone.
This these days is it's a big buzzword in a lot of different circles, especially the mental health world. Mindfulness, meditation. So you're saying that meditation is actually a portal into this esoteric world of the metaphysical?
I believe so, yes. Yeah, I believe that's really important. To quiet your mind enough to hear the true you, the depth of you, that to know what you're searching for. If it's just all noise all the time, you really don't, some people, they have that noise all the time and they would go to church or they would go to some service and they might find that peace, but it was still as a group and a joint, effort. I think it's really important to have, even if it's 10, 15 minutes a day, things will come into focus that you didn't expect.
So are you specifically talking about just sitting in silence? Or are you, there's these apps now like Headspace and Calm and things like that. So is that the type of meditation you're talking about? Or do you mean really just sit in silence and listen to your higher self or something like
that? Well, for a beginner, that could drive somebody crazy sitting in silence. I like silence. I love it because I'm on all day. But the apps are great. There's one called Insight Timer, I believe. And I'm sure they all have similar things where there's different sounds. You could have birds chirping or a waterfall or whatever. And again, if that's the easiest way for you to do it, then go with the easiest way. It's not meant to be a challenge. It's not meant to be something you've got to conquer. It really should be a pleasure. Once you do it and you hit that sweet spot, it's really cool to start your day that way. Even if you meditate for 15 minutes and you only hit that sweet spot for 3 of those 15 minutes, you just kind of get in that place where nothing else matters. And then you can take that feeling. Once you can get there, you can take that feeling. So when something traumatic happens or your day just goes, downhill quick or something happens that aggravates you, then you know that you carry that with you. That's in you. Right. That's not something you need to go buy a book. That's not something you need to go to a service. That's in you, and that connection is real. So you can tap into that. That's to me is the most important about meditation, because then it's within you and it's always there. Doesn't leave. It's
Dumbo and the magic feather that helped him to fly. He didn't need the feather.
I don't have a little girl. So it's the same Dumbo I saw 100 years ago.
Yeah. Back in the day when I was really trying to find my way in all of this, there was a store in Fort Lauderdale that I used to frequent all the time that was similar to what you are the owner of, right? In there, they had different, I know now during COVID times, things are very different. So you may not be able to do this now, but I threw myself into a lot of different disciplines because they had seminars or workshops, things like that, that I introduced you to, like Tarot or past lives or Reiki, things like that. Is that something that you would recommend someone try to find?
Yes, if it's comfortable to the person. Some people really get wigged out about certain things. They were told a story about a Ouija board or a tarot deck, and they're afraid of, some people are really have a fear of some of these things. So if they're comfortable with that, maybe read a book, a little light reading, or Google a little bit until you find out if that's going to be something for you. I have Janie Bosclair here, who is a 5C clairvoyant. She's been here for years before I even came on board.
So, and, sorry, 5C?
Clairvoyant. I don't know. As far as I know, the 5 C's, she can hear, smell, taste, all of her senses are involved. And she doesn't, if somebody can't make it here and they've already booked with her, she doesn't even have to see them. She can just read them. Yeah, she's very good. We have a tea leaf reader for some people that is a little more light and fun and that kind of thing. But believe me, she hits some really important topics and the person, it resonates with them and they go away happy. We just booked a woman that does multiple classes. This is evolutionary astrology, which don't even ask me to explain that, but she does 6 and 10 week courses and then travels all over the planet, all over the globe. She goes to Egypt, she goes all over. So yes, people sign up for these things. We're just now starting to bring it back in because of COVID. I have a separate location that we're going to book these things in, but so it won't be in the store, because the store, we still have to wear the masks. Although Florida is so much lighter and happier here. You can get outside and breathe. But yes, those things are, they're a lot of fun. They're important. And you can go, normally you can go with a question or you can just go and see what pops up if you're comfortable with that. But tarot and Oracle, same thing. There are readers that are very good, although you can do your own, again, intuition.
So what's the difference between a carnival tarot reader or someone who can read your fortune and someone who actually follows the tarot the right way?
I don't know, because I've never met a carnival tarot reader. But
you know, when you go to these carnivals and get a palm reader and you give them your palm and she, you know, tells you you're gonna have 3 kids, and
I would think that they do. I don't know, because I'd never done that. Actually, I'd never done that. But with the readers here, for a real quick and easy, you just do a 3-card read, past, present, and future. Right. If you want to get in depth, I think it's 13 and there's the Celtic cross and you can really fine tune what the message is. Again, you have to take it in the right way. If you're in a depressed or negative or fearful state of mind, that's your state of mind. That's normally what you're going to go away with.
So then let's talk a little bit about all the different types. So I know we've touched on it a lot, but specifically, you talked about tarot readings, right? So that's psychic or clairvoyance. Right. There's, you mentioned crystal healing. Also, you have crystals in the store that people can pick up and use. There's a lot of talk about past life regressions, that where you've lived here before, that kind of thing. There's all kinds of tools I saw on your website, cauldrons, pentagrams, things like that can be used in Wiccan. Okay. So for people who don't know what anathema is, that's an actual.
I didn't know what anathema was.
It's a tool that Wiccans use in their rituals, specifically to focus energy, right? There happen to be big daggers, big knives that people use, beautifully ornately designed, but they're really meant to focus energy in a lot of ways. People get scared because thoughts of Wiccan brings about the devil horn, God and knives and sacrificing virgins and things like that. And that's none of that's real. I mean, if you really go into the Wiccan religion, which is what it is. It's actually a religion. You learn it's really an earth-based religion that has really nothing to do with the devil. In fact, they don't believe in the devil. There's no such thing as a devil for them.
It's earth magic. The elements.
So there's all of those things. And anyone who is curious about anything in the metaphysical world, these types of bookstores are a great resource to explore, to go in and just dive in and see what speaks to you. There's, but there's also medicine cards and runes as well. There's Reiki, which is an energy healing, which is done a lot of times. And when I went to the metaphysical bookstore in Fort Lauderdale, they had Reiki circles that practitioners gave people.
We have that. Yeah.
We have that. Great.
Yeah. Shamanism. And that's a whole nother Native American and shamanism.
Right. And you mentioned sage, which is used in shamanism, right? In a lot of different disciplines, specifically to dispel negative energies.
Right? And clear negative energy and bring in, you can do other things afterwards to bring in the positive. So everything isn't just even the athames, to go back to the athame real quick. I sell more athames really as a cord cutting tool for people that maybe have been traumatized, if they have addictions, if they were in a bad relationship. I've got them made out of selenite and some that look like swords, but I show them to use this as a cord cutting, as a ceremony for yourself. You get yourself in the right state of mind, and then you're saying, this serves me no longer, and you're physically, you can do it with your hand. You can just wave your hand in front of you if you're in the right mindset. Right. But athames are very powerful, and we sell a lot. But all of the different tools, the same purpose. It's either to dispel something negative that you recognize in your life, even if it's something, a part of yourself, like an addiction or something. And then the other things are to bring in the good juju.
So what do you say to someone who says that all that stuff is just a bunch of hooey?
I don't feel the need to explain that to anybody, but normally I would think some of these modalities would resonate. Some of this has to resonate somewhere along the line. I've had people come in and, crystals, and it's just hooey and all that. Your watch, quartz watch, your computer, your phone. If you want to get into pyramids, and how did they have light in a pyramid that had a hallway that went into the earth? How could they see even? Some of these things are mysteries, and some people enjoy a mystery and being a part of it, and being part of not necessarily the solution, but being part of that mysterious energy and the story. And some people don't. Some people are just gonna poo-poo everything, and they're gonna be cranky people. They're gonna be muggles.
Muggles. So these things that you have been talking about for this period of time. Does there have to be a belief behind there?
No.
If someone comes in and is skeptical on this kind of thing and say, prove it to me, is that something that you, maybe not you, but someone who practices these modalities could possibly do?
No, I don't think anybody that I know involved in any of this would try to prove something or push anything on anybody. But normally the people that come in here, even if they're not of this mindset, I have a lot of other interesting things that can pave the way for them. Some books that are a little bit more light reading, things that aren't intimidating or going to guilt trip them, that they're leaving something else behind, or their mother's going to be mad or whatever. So if they are just interested a little bit, they might pick up a little tiny booklet on crystals, or I have beautiful jewelry. I have other things. It's a regular store as well. I won't say regular, but I have a lot of different things that it's not regular in any way that a lot of people are attracted to. And then they just little by little, they come back and they, I think I need another one of these, and let me try that. And we have great conversation. My customers are very knowledgeable about a lot of this. So they teach me as I teach them. So curious people may ask a question, and we give them a light-hearted answer. We don't try to push anything. There's no agenda.
So someone wanted to dip their toe. Maybe someone's intimidated to walk in your door because they have no idea what to expect, or they may look foolish or something like that. I suppose someone could actually go to your website and look at some of the things that you offer and have a little bit of knowledge that they're armed with before they walk in. But at the same time, should someone be unnerved by coming into your store?
No, the store, there are stores that are have a little bit of a darker energy. They are a little bit more Wiccan and they want that. That's intentional. My store is not. My store is very light, airy, beautiful, lots of just pretty magical things around. I had a gentleman ask me why he came in. He was a little nervous and he went over to Wicca department and said, well, if it's not evil, why is it so dark? Why is everything black and dark? Mm. And I said, well, as far as I know, it all had to be hidden, you know, things that are going to get you in trouble, you do at night, you do in the dark and you make things dark so people don't see them. If you were a healer, if you were a woman, female, if you were intuitive, if you were a healer, a medicine woman, or had any magical abilities or what they considered magical abilities, let alone the wrong kind of birthmark, then you were a witch and they would kill you. They'd heal everybody and then they'd kill you. But so we have interesting and fun conversation like that. There's nothing intimidating in here. I have all kinds of people from all walks of life that come in and just go, wow, this is a really beautiful store. And they had no idea what it was or what it is.
So to your point, there are stores out there that are darker in energy, so to speak.
Yeah.
So is there, we don't have time to dive into all this stuff, but for example, Satanism does exist and it is a type of modality that some stores cater to, but it's not what a lot of people think. It's not worshiping the devil. It's really more about watching out for yourself and doing things that are right for you above anybody else, among other things. I'm not an expert on Satanism, but there are some things and some people that connect, for example, a pentagram to Satanism, when in fact, although they do use pentagrams and Satanism, in Wicca, it means something completely different.
It's so the elements. Yeah, it's just right. The elements. Yeah.
So how does someone know what type of store they're about to step into?
First of all, this store used to be the church bookstore. A Unity Church is right next door. So well, First Unity, First Unity Church here was of a very, not alternative, but what's the word? Liberal church, Christ consciousness. They would start their service with a meditation, but Christ consciousness and beautiful services. Anyway, that was years ago. As time went on, it shifted and changed. When I took over, I took it a little bit more, like I say, down the rabbit hole. But it's a very light and airy store. It's called Wings. There's angel wings. You can see they won't, but there's angel wings all over. There's, you know, it's meant to be beautiful and uplifting. I don't do anything dark in here. And if somebody really was looking for that, I just, they go on their way. They're not, they don't resonate with the vibe in here.
Sure.
Although I've got plenty of Wiccans, but the people I get, they might be heavily tattooed and a lot of piercings, but they're pleasant, they're articulate, they're bright people that are just curious and want to do their own thing. Yeah.
But is there something that someone can look for before they step into the store for them to know whether or not it's a Wings type of store or the alternative?
Before walking in, how would they know?
Well, yeah, and there may not be a way. I'm just curious.
Word of mouth, people rave about the energy. When they walk in, they go, it just feels so good. There's no, it's not a woo-woo kind of a thing. It's more, you just really feel good. First of all, the crystal department is huge. So there's lots of good juju coming out of that. The mural outside, I had a mural done that I kind of took from the film Avatar. Oh. So it's a beautiful, I think it's on the website. Yeah, it is on the website. Beautiful mural of the wings, and people come and they'll come out there and to have their photo taken. It's a kind of a thing in St. Pete with all the murals to have your photos. People dance in front of it. They meet. It's a meeting place for people. I don't know the answer to the question, but it's not been an issue, thank goodness. So we get all kinds, and thank goodness, just a really wonderful crowd.
Okay. Now, is there anything that people think is esoteric or metaphysical in nature that truly is not, in your estimation? Like, is there something that is mistaken for something magical when in essence it's really a practical thing? What does not fall under the metaphysical range?
Well, metaphysical is that which cannot be explained, or that which is not physical or can't be seen or,
right,
or touched. So it's all of the mysterious, the mysteries. Mm-hmm. But the mysteries are the reality. they're the reality. I mean, you know, and you just have to be tapped into it. I don't know. It's a hard thing to explain. I guess I should have been prepared for this question. But
no.
You know, you either have that you either feel that connection to spirit, whether you want to call it spirit or energy, or, I mean, look, gravity, you know, there's all kinds of energies that you can tap into, things that are going to happen, whether you believe in them or not, you know?
And that's the difficult thing about this, right? It's that there's not a lot that you can actually physically hold in your hand and say, okay, yeah, this proves it. This is real. There's a certain amount of faith that has to go along with something like this.
Yes. It depends on your personality, because, you know, you can take a pendulum, you know, if you know how to use a pendulum the proper way, and you'll get an answer. Now, somebody else could say, oh, you're moving your hand, or you're doing this. And there are always going to be people that are going to discount the certain things. But, you know, people, I think, are looking for answers now, especially they're just, and I think they've realized it's a lot more personal than they were led to believe. I think a lot of people thought they had to be part of a group, you know, and groups are great. You know, there's Wiccan groups, there's goddess groups, there's, you know, shamanism and sweat lodges. And I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do, and being part of a group is great. But especially after the COVID thing, people, I think, just really started to find that, you know, reading, getting a little bit more in touch with themselves, you know, they had a lot of alone time, and it's a deeper connection, you know, so much deeper connection. And then you can take that with you wherever you go.
Well, so we've been talking for about a half an hour. I know we can talk about this for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. Unfortunately, we can't at this point. But so to close this out, if there was someone who was brand new to this world and was looking for the first step, I know you mentioned meditation, but is there a book that someone could pick up from your store or from anywhere to kind of give them a primer on what metaphysics is?
Most likely, yes. But what I would say, I'm sure there are multiple books like that, but what I would say is go with what you're comfortable with. Go with whatever you know, and it's not going to scare you or, you know, turn you totally off. Then go a little bit deeper than that. You know, I mean, I've got a couple of books right here, The Shaman and Ayahuasca by, well, it's not Don Miguel Ruiz, but a lot of people are familiar with his books. I sell loads and loads of his books, Plant Spirit Medicine. So someone that maybe even grew their own food, grew their own vegetables, their parents were farmers, and they knew the land. They considered the land sacred. So maybe shamanism, plant medicine might be their way in to understanding that connection. If you were raised, you know, Christian or Catholic, or, you know, angels and saints, there's plenty of that to explore. And that can take you into Doreen Virtue, who doesn't do the tarot any longer, but she, so many angel cards, beautiful cards with angel messages. So it's not, you know, the tarot doesn't mean like, oh, you know, there's so much of this that's represented by angels. So much of this is represented by goddesses, mermaids, fairies, whatever your thing is, come in that way, you know, and explore that connection. And then you kind of get a feel for it, and you might be a little more lighthearted about it, because it's all good. Right. You know, it's all beautiful.
Well, that sounds like a perfect way to wrap up this first of many, hopefully, conversations that you and I will have. Alexandra, thank you so much for coming on. I know you are super, super busy right now, and I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come talk to us about this stuff.
You are so welcome.
And for you listening in, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of The Skeptic Metaphysician. If you liked it, if something spoke to you, we would appreciate it if you would subscribe to the podcast, share this with your friends and family, whoever you think will get something out of it. Got a lot of great content coming up in the next few weeks. We're excited to bring to you. If you are on Apple Podcasts and you want to give us a rating and a review, that will help us get into the hands of more and more people. I think, to Alexander's point, this is really resonating with a lot of people these days. More and more people are looking for something, looking for an answer. And hopefully we'll hope to give a lot of conversations that might just be what you need to open up that door. So until next time, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you again on Skeptic Metaphysician.